Welcome to the store.
This is Video Store Clerks.
We have such sights to show you.
Welcome to the store.
Woo! Yay!
And you know what that means. By viewer request, tonight we will do another beloved franchise, Clive Barker's Hellraiser, the Hellraiser movies, all 50 million of them.
All 50 million.
Well, I'm sure the sequels will come up at some point, no matter what.
Oh, yeah. They will.
All your clerks tonight pick three of their favorites, and we're going to make our rounds and discuss them. But like I said, the sequels are likely to come up at some point, I'm sure. And first of all, real quick, I don't know if we're on YouTube tonight. If we're not, don't be scared. Our channel got a strike. So,
what?
We're technically not allowed to upload or do live streams for a week. But I pulled the videos with said strike, and the last time that happened, they just let us go ahead. And
wait.
I don't know if that's going to happen this time. So if we're not on YouTube, don't be alarmed. We'll be back on there next week. I'll check.
Wait a second. You didn't tell this for the show. So we got a strike on one of our videos?
It wasn't one of ours.
It was one of the videos we were going to do for Psychedelic TV. That's why it still isn't here.
Okay. I was like, shit, the cum socks fucking like fucked it up.
Yeah. Your cum socks are still crusty, sir. You're good.
It looks like we're not on there, but that's okay. We're still on Facebook. We're still on Twitch. You could check us on there. Most of our audience is actually from Facebook anyway, so I think we'll be okay. Anyway, just wanted to acknowledge that.
Richard watched it on
YouTube. Yeah, we're everywhere else. It looks like we're just not going to be on YouTube this week. So that's all. Just want to get that out of the way real quick. Welcome to the store. It's Hellraiser night. We are your clerks. The video store is open. I'm Dave.
I'm Chapman.
I'm Chuck.
And welcome. So tonight, let's start making our rounds. Let's get this party started, because last week was so much fun with Friday the 13th. I'm looking forward to this one as well. Hellraiser movies. Start from the bottom and go to the top. I would say my least favorite, as far as picking three goes, would have to be the third one, Hell on Earth. The last of the series to get a theatrical release, I believe, was Hellraiser 3, and it actually got pulled from theaters before I could even go see it, from what I remember. 1993, I believe it came out.
I think Bloodline was actually in theater.
Was it?
I think it was.
Okay.
I think it was the last one, too. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. We'll fact check that. Not that it matters, but I like the third one. The third one was, I don't know, it was different. It was mainly just Pinhead. That was also the first one where the rest of the Cenobites went away, and it was mainly just Pinhead. Chatterer, Butterball, and the female weren't there anymore.
The originals were gone. Yeah, he made new ones.
Yeah. Yeah, like the CD, I remember.
Everybody always mentions the CD guy.
The CD guy, and also the cameraman. The cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
Not very creative. Not as creative as the other ones were, but still. It was still a fun movie. I love the character of J.P. Monroe. For some reason, stuck with me. I like that character. He was such a sleazeball.
Yeah.
And I thought Joey was pretty hot, actually.
Yeah, right, yeah. The Hellraiser Hell on Earth has probably one of my favorite scenes, though, in any of the movies, though. And it's when she runs into the church, and he's like, my child, demons aren't real, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, yeah? What the fuck is that? And then, like, of course, he gets on the altar, and he's like, and like his nails, like, come up through his hands, and he's just like, it's perfect. I want to get that shit tattooed on. Can you hear me?
For some reason, somehow, I knew that's the part you were going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll like for about 30 seconds, maybe.
Oh, I've also got a thunderstorm going on here, too, so that might happen.
Man, the weather fucking hates us.
Fucking Kentucky.
Am I being fucking robotic again?
But yeah, for some reason I knew that part you were going to say.
Yeah, am I okay now? Okay. But yeah, of course. That's like one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, now you're good.
I always thought like that JP dude kind of reminded me of like a young Marky Mark.
Did he have three nipples?
I don't know why. Like he always did. No, I don't think so.
Did Marky Mark have three nipples?
Yeah. Yeah, he was born with three nipples. And he had it surgically removed or some shit, yeah. But there's pictures of it. He talks about it, too, where, like, there's, like, scars. Yeah. Isn't it, though?
What?
That's weird.
Educational as always. I feel like I learn something every week here.
I feel like I'm lagging a little bit because, like, I'll say something, you're all like, oh, yeah. do I need to go out and come back in, or am I good? Or?
Yeah, maybe go out and come back in real quick. That usually does the trick with you.
All right, let's see. I'll be right back, kids.
Dun, dun. I feel like I should fact check the three nipples while he's gone.
I don't care. I ain't trying to look at no other man's nipples. Only look at female nipples. This episode is cursed.
It really is. We've hit a lot of bumps on this one for some reason.
Hey, it's Maxine. Hello.
Who's stoned?
Maybe. Maybe. Well, Granny stopped by to visit.
Yeah, it looks like we're not on YouTube.
I wonder if he just restarted his phone. Usually it's not that fat. Like, he's in here quicker than that.
Yeah, he's usually right back. Oh, there he is. There's the man knocking on the door. Hello.
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 I'm blank. I don't know what the fuck's going on. What the fuck, man?
I'm blank, man.
I'm black. Like, I am black the fuck out. I don't know why.
I know. It just has, like, your CN logo for Chuck Nasty.
I don't understand it at all. That's so fucking stupid. I'll be right back.
Okay. We have no sights to show you.
We have no sights to show you. Well, you go ahead. What's your pick, sir?
For my least favorite of the franchise?
Yeah. If you had to pick three, what would be like your what would be
my
on the
top
bottom
three?
Tier?
The least three of the top three?
Yeah.
Hold up. There he goes. Hello? I cannot hear you.
Now we can see you, but we can't hear you. Now I hear you.
Did you hear him?
Wait, no, I can't hear you.
I didn't hear shit.
Oh. I thought I heard a for a second.
Hello? I can see your lips moving, but I can't hear the words.
Damn it. That's why I like pre-taping. You just cut all this out.
Technical difficulty. It's something going on. There's a storm in Kentucky. And it's fucking up Chucky.
How about now?
Booyah! Oh, shit.
God damn it. Are we good?
We should be good now.
I believe so.
All right. Jesus fucking Christ. Sorry about that, folks.
Little side track there. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, continuing.
Not bad. You're up.
One, I like it, but I don't like it. But it wasn't bad. Was part eight. I didn't mind part eight. But it's definitely like.
Which one was that?
My favorites. Hell on Earth or Hell World.
Oh,
Hell World.
Yeah. Like, I liked it, but it was just more of the factor that, like, because I mean, Pinhead really wasn't in it a whole lot, but it was just like the idea of like the dad, like fucking setting everybody up and doing some fucked up crazy shit.
But fucking he Lance Henderson, like a badass.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Henry Cavill was in that one too. I think.
Yeah,
Superman.
Fucking Superman. But that one wasn't bad. Like, I don't think I've ever actually seen it until today.
Oh yeah, like, I'd never seen it until.
It was all right.
I think the first time I watched it was like 4 or 5 months ago. I was told that it was like horrible, so I never watched it. And then I finally watched it, and I was like, there's definitely worse ones. Hell World.
Yeah. Like, I've never ever seen 9 or 10 because they don't have Doug Bradley in them. But Hell World was it was definitely better than I was going to expect.
Judgment wasn't bad.
I like Judgment was actually really good. It's good and disgusting.
The one before that, Revelations, I believe it was?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah,
it was.
I think they shot that in 3 months for like $300,000.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Finish that movie because it was just bad.
Yeah, like, and you can tell.
It wasn't supposed to be a Hellraiser movie.
Hmm.
There was something along. It wasn't supposed to be a part of any of that. And it shows. That movie sucks so goddamn bad. I hate that fucking movie.
Yeah, I didn't make it, but maybe like 30 minutes in, like the second or third time you see fucking Pinhead, I turned that shit off because I was like, that's not Pinhead.
It's like bad. It's
totally fucking different.
Yeah.
Like in Judgment, looks the guy that's playing him is all right. He's pretty cool. But Revelations, what a piece of shit that was. But no, Hell World, not as bad as everybody wants to say it is. There's definitely worse.
Really. It was pretty. It was watchable. Like, it kept me like interested the whole movie because there was just so much shit going on.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope. And then plus, it's his last run at Pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I dug it, but it was definitely, like, out of my top three, it's definitely the last one.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, Chuck, on to you.
Okay. For my number three, which, I mean, this really isn't, like, least favorites or whatever. It's, like, our three favorites, basically.
Right.
And I got to say, like, I have to go with this one because, fucking Bloodlines. I love that one. I'm gonna make that one number three because I love that it goes down the line of the history of the box and all that shit, and it's pretty interesting. The only thing about that one that really bugged me though was the space shit, which I understand why they did it, but. but everything else about that movie, I love. I think it's a good one, and it has one of the only Cenobites that was never human beforehand in it, Angelique.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't a human like the others, and she was kind of hot. And there's some good death scenes in that. There's some good gore in that one too.
I like think it should have been a longer movie. Especially at the end, I think they like it moved along way too quick.
Yeah,
like I feel like it should have been a 3-hour movie or something, maybe even a mini series, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, that was my biggest gripe about the whole thing was it just seemed rushed because there was just a lot going on, like trying to fucking cover all three.
Yeah.
Like time frames.
Yeah,
I would have liked to seen it go for a little longer than what it was.
Yeah,
it seemed like a really short movie.
Like I enjoyed it though. When I first watched it, I was kind of like, huh? Like that there is a lot going on in this, but I like it. I can see it being a miniseries of some sort though, definitely. But yeah, I have to throw that on my list. So
yeah, I definitely didn't hate it. I definitely because I actually just watched that one the other night after a long time from not watching. The girl from A Nightmare on Elm Street 2 was actually in it.
Yeah, she's still just as fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, yeah, yeah, the redhead,
Kim Myers, I believe her name was, and yeah, Adam Scott,
yeah,
is yeah, that actually little, in that.
That little stint back in the 1800s.
Yeah, he had a pretty decent little part. Very young, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was.
It's kind
of weird.
Came out.
I forgot that he was in it. Yeah, he plays a fucking dumbass, like fucking little prick. He gets his though.
for a hot minute.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, I know she was a demon and everything, but Angelique wasn't that bad looking. All she wanted was some love. And he just wanted to be a dickhead to her 24/7. And now we know why women can be the way they can be. It's those assholes in the world that make us guys look bad.
Right, like, all she really wanted to do was just to go to the America and find, like, the fucking box maker or the whatever.
Yeah, and then he wanted to have like, everything.
Nah, you're mine.
Yeah.
He's like, you belong to me. And then she's like, oh, yeah? I'm going to fucking slice your face off.
Yeah. That's a pretty badass scene, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Good stuff. Good stuff. Next on my list, going down the list, I'm going to say the first one.
Is your number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be an unpopular decision, but I'm going to say the first one. I like the first, but of all the crappy remakes we get today, I would say that one actually deserves, it is in dire need of a remake. Because it's been a while. What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You were laughing at me. I wonder why.
I don't think it needs a remake. I mean, we're getting ready to get the miniseries or whatever the fuck and that kind of thing. Maybe. One of these days, I know they said to put it out. I can't remember where it's supposed to be out, but
I just see it as a dated movie, is all. Not a bad movie, just dated.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it holds up.
It's one of those older ones that, like, you can tell it's noticeably older and the effects are kind of not as good as today, but I think it definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that. Yeah, I love that fucking movie. But I mean, I see what you're saying, though. I mean, but, like, yeah, I mean, Judgment was kind of like a way of them trying to reinvent things. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad thing at all. But then they have this new idea they're going to be doing, which I'm pretty excited about it. But I don't know, man. You can't take Doug Bradley away too much. Come on.
You know. Definitely not. So are they going with the TV show now, or are they going with a new movie now?
I think it's supposed to be a miniseries. I think it's a miniseries.
Okay, because I think over the last 15 or 20 years, it's changed so many times.
It has.
Clive Barker has come and gone so many times.
Yeah, well, I mean, his health's kind of shit, so. Yeah, he had a real bad scare there a little while when they were trying to figure out what they were doing, and he didn't know if he was going to be able to put any input or nothing. And he's actually still kicking somehow, but goddamn.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I just always thought it was creative differences, the old creative differences.
Oh, no. Usually when Clive has input on a movie based on his book or something he's done before or whatever, they usually let him pretty much have, like, oh, is that not good? Okay, then. All right, well, you know. As Barker, man. Yeah, it's Clive Barker.
But yeah, fair enough. And that just might be me being spoiled with movies nowadays and going back and watching something from the 86. Did it come out? I don't remember.
Sounds close to being right. Definitely in that era.
But that's the way I see it. What do you got?
I disagree, Dave.
I'll second that opinion.
Fair enough.
I'll probably say two. Hellbound.
Yeah, that's my number two.
Yeah, like that movie was pretty dope. Like, I remember, like, back in the day thinking it was just like a lot of shit going on too, like with the whole maze thing. But then, like, after going back and rewatched, it's been years since I've seen any of these movies.
Yeah.
Like, I usually watch the first one every now and then, but that's about it. And then, but going back and watching part two, like, it was actually a really solid movie. Like, it pretty much tied up all the loose ends and kind of, like, took you to their world to see everything. And
yeah. It's really hard for me to watch the first without watching the second one after. Because I enjoy it. Like I said, it's my number two. Because it is a continuation of everything. And it gets a little bit more in depth with the gore's it's upped a little bit more. It's just as fucked up. It's kind of in the first. I mean, you could almost see it like a Halloween 1 and 2. They can both go together. It's back to back. That's how I feel about Hellraiser 2. Is that you kind of can't have the first one, the second one without the first one. Like, they just you know, because I fucking dude, the scene in that fucking movie with a guy was a, you know, the fucking doctor, he you know, he brings Julia back and he's obsessed with the box and all that shit, and he's got the people locked up in that fucking horrible fucking asylum or whatever the fuck it is. Does not go for very against a lot of regulations, I believe. And he gets that guy to cut off his own flesh because he thinks he has bugs all over him.
Yeah, he's like covered in maggots and roaches and shit.
He's like, oh, they're all over me. And so he just gives them a knife. And that's how he brings her back, because he just lets him cut himself up on that mattress.
He's just fucking like, screaming too. Like, you wonder where everybody else is at in this fucking building, because that dude was fucking wailing.
Yeah, dude. He
was screaming so loud. And then whenever she came back to life and was chasing him across the floor and shit, like, he's freaked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. I never really thought Julia was that attractive, first off. I just never thought that she was.
Like, me either.
I guess she's like, she'd be that mom, you know what I mean? That's like, you know, like your friend's mom or something that's a little flirty with you whenever you're over, you know, that kind of thing. And that aspect, yeah, okay. But I just never thought that she was that, you know. So in the second one,
her face kind of showed her inner bitch.
Oh yeah, it totally did. And in the second one, him kissing her, like them kissing where she's fleshless. That doesn't make her any hotter. I would say that for all the fleshless females I've seen in my life, she's probably the best looking one. But which makes it even better, just because it's so fucked up, that kind of shit, you know. And then they make the fucking doctor or fucking Cenobite at the end of it, and he gets what he wants, and it goes back to saying like, be careful what you wish for, because you.
He was a dope ass looking Cenobite though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He was badass. Get them fucking worms coming out of his hands and shit.
The one when they put that fucking the wire shit, you know, even going like to back to part three where they were showing the backstory of Pinhead.
Yeah.
And when it shows him getting, you know, they're putting that shit on his face and all that, and the pins going, he's just like, like, it's fucking, I love those scenes. It's kind of like transformation scenes of a werewolf movie or something.
Right.
Like, I love watching that kind of shit, and then those scenes are like awesome. Like, I just, I love these fucking movies. I mean, like, I love these fucking movies. I don't know if you can look.
Freddy, okay.
Yeah.
I see it now.
Yeah. Like, this, it's the Hellraiser and there we go. Hellraiser and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, man. Two movies that just really just changed me. And Hellraiser, man, like, it's like head to head. Like, I mean, it really is, because I mean, these fucking movies, man, it was different, you know.
Right.
You, it's not something you'd see every day, you know. Like when I got into the Hellraiser movies, you know, me and my buddy John, we were always in horror movies and stuff. And then we saw Hellraiser. And then, you know, we saw Hellraiser 2. We watched Nightbreed and all that shit. And it was like, oh, shit, man, this Clive Barker dude's really badass. He got to fucking meet him back in the day and was introduced to him by Doug Bradley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And he was always like a huge influence on my writing, how I look at horror, and how it's okay to go into certain realms of your art, you know what I mean? And I fucking love these fucking movies, man. I really fucking
yeah. There's an art to it. It's not your typical slasher movie, because I saw all of Freddy and Jason before I saw the Hellraiser movie.
Right? Yeah.
You watch all those, and then you go watch Hellraiser. It's very different. There's something just more artful about it. It's not necessarily a body count.
Right.
Like the
soul
other
count.
Movie. Yeah.
I mean, demons going after fucking, like, runaway souls. What can you, I mean, what's not to love?
There's something different and a lot more scary about it.
Yeah. The
Cenobites themselves always were just fucked up and freaky and just tortured to shit and back, and they just looked crazy.
Scariest cinnamon snacks I've ever seen.
Yes.
And the chains with the hooks on the end of it, when they go into somebody's flesh, you just can't.
Oh, dude.
You can relate more to that than getting hacked up by Jason.
Right. You know, I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, even down to, like, you know, the end of the original. Jesus wept. And, you know, like, that whole scene, which that was improvised.
He's, like, pulling his face apart, and it's like,
Yeah, him saying Jesus wept wasn't in the script. He just said it, and they left it in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is great, because it's one of my favorite, like, scenes. Because, I mean, he just gets him, he's just like, ah, you bitch. And he just gets him up, like, I mean, fuck. Tearing of the skin. Oh, told you I love these fucking movies.
Mm-hmm. There's something like, even though how many times you see it, you can kind of cringe at that a little bit.
Yeah, they definitely have that disturbing factor in there if you're like not really sure what you're getting into. I was going to say, like, even like today, like a lot of those effects fucking, they hold up. Like, you can't, like, I hate fucking like CG type shit, but the old school ways to go.
I will say in Hellraiser 2, I think, is it Hellraiser 2? I'm pretty sure it is, where Kirstie has the box, and she's like, oh, no, maybe it was the first one. It was the first one, maybe. Whatever. But Pinhead's, he's like, don't do that. Like, I don't, that always cracks me the fuck up, you know?
That is, like, the first.
That is the first. Okay, yeah, because then she throws the fucking box out the window.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, some weird hell dragon and shit, like, There's a lot that you have to go in and really do some research to understand what some of that shit is, but it's all cool, you know. Mm-hmm.
Like, I fucking remember they brought in like the hellhounds; those shits were badass too. Like, they were just really fucking creepy.
Yeah. What about the fucking what the fuck is his name? The main, like, that the thing that's crawling through the walls.
Oh yeah, yeah. yeah.
What the fuck is that thing called?
I don't know what it's called, but it was still kind of freaky watching that thing chase Percy down the hallway. There was something about, because how he had his arms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was just something freaky about that.
Like, I've always been jealous of Clive Barker's creativity of, like, what he comes up with. Like, I want to create fucking creatures like that. You know what I mean? Like, they're so fucked up. I mean, down to the Cenobites, down to, like, Nightbreed. You know what I mean? And if you ever seen Rawhead Rex, you ever seen that one?
I've never seen that.
Oh, well, that's go check that one out. It's a lot of people that haven't really heard of it, but it's a older Clive Barker movie. But, you know, and then story plots like Midnight Meat Train. Like, have you seen that one? Okay, like, that movie is not cut and dry. That movie's got a bunch of shit going on that you were like, I didn't see that coming. And that's what I love about that shit. It's like, you know, one minute we have a killer on a subway. Next thing we know, he has shit coming off his body, and he's just one of the guys that has to do this shit because there's little fucking demons running around and shit or whatever. Like, it's like, what the fuck is going on? But I know that when I see one of, like, a movie from Clive Barker or something, it's going to have some interesting, like, creatures and shit. And the stories are always going to be a little off. Nothing's ever cut and dry. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Watch any of his fucking movies. Read any of his books. It's most of them, about 99% of the time, you think you know what's going to happen in it, and then you get to it, and you're like, oh, wow, fucking left field. You know?
Yeah. So, both of you guys, two? All right. Well, that's interesting because I was on the fence with one and two, but I'm going to say two. I like two a little bit better, mostly for all the reasons that you guys said. And I love the doctor. I love the character. That I remember even when I was a kid, remember when they Pinhead dropped the picture? And you knew they were about to fight.
Yeah.
I remember getting, even when I was a kid, I got excited because I think the doctor even says, oh, good. A fight.
The whole thing with like the story again, it's fucked up. Yeah, I mean,
I like the backstories. I like getting backstories like that, especially for the villain.
Yeah, I mean, you see. Oh, and real quick, well said, Chuck. Thank you, Justin. The other thing is the fucked up, you know, the Frank story. Like, we know this guy's a piece of shit, but you realize he's even more of a piece of shit in the second one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some burly fucked up things that aren't, they don't come out and, he doesn't come out and say it. It's implied over and over again. You're like, ah, this guy didn't just fuck his brother's wife. He also has some other things up his sleeve and down his pants that we probably don't need to know. It's disgusting. But it's fucked up, and that's the beauty of Clive Barker. But, again, it also shows that bad guys do get fucking, like, they get what they deserve, because mm-hmm. I think Frank got what he deserved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he fucking, like, loses his skin again and then tries to steal Julie's again, and then he's like, she's like, nah, not this time, bitch.
What Frank did was unspeakable. It's okay, baby.
Prequel, it's just Frank.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
It's me. It's Frank. It's Uncle Frank. Come give daddy a kiss.
To daddy.
Come to daddy.
And I love that guy, her dad.
Yeah.
People under the stairs. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
He was such a good weirdo.
That wasn't him.
I thought it was the same guy.
Nope.
Really?
Yep. The guy that played in People Under the Stairs is the guy that played the preacher in Silver Bullet. The guy that plays in Hellraiser.
Oh, really? I thought they were the same guy.
He's a lot taller.
No, the guy that played in Hellraiser, he was also in he wasn't in many movies after that, actually.
Shame. Interesting. See, another educational show. This is why we work so well together.
Yeah, see? Look at that. Education all around.
So a lot of the reasons I was going to give for the second one just edges out the first one with me. I think maybe that's what it is. It's all the backstory that's in it. It's going to different places, because mostly we were just at that house of the first one.
Yeah.
So it was cool to explore hell a little bit. And I like how hell isn't like flames and all that generic shit. It's dark. It's depressing. It's people's own personal hell.
Yeah.
And again, the doctor. I love the doctor. I think that was a great character.
Oh, yeah. Very demented. I knew that movie was going to be, like, the second was going to be fucked up from the very beginning of it. I mean, like, when it shows him doing the brain surgery on a chick and all that stuff, and then you see, like, you know that this doctor is a little more sinister. He's very straight-faced, whatever. And then he goes off to the other part of his practice, which is doing things that are highly illegal.
And how he got that mattress out to his house, how he got the patient out.
I always like that.
Nobody asked any questions.
Yeah.
The nurse that was like helping him out. What was his name? Like Kyle or some shit.
Yeah.
He's cracking me up whenever he snuck into the house and saw all the weird shit in there. And he's like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Was Kyle? Yeah, I guess it was Kyle in the second. What was the boyfriend's name of the first one?
I don't even know.
Shit, I forget. He didn't have much of a part to play.
He really didn't.
He didn't ask any questions neither. It's like, I would have a ton of questions.
Yeah. Do you realize Hellraiser 1 was shot in two different places? Like, it was shot, like, part of it was shot in America and the other part of it was shot in England. Or something like that. It was shot in two different...
I wonder if, like, the scenery was shot in America and the house
was
in England.
I think the house was in England. I mean, it looks like a house that'd be in England. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And they had, I think that the scenes where...
she's walking outside.
Yeah. I think that's America. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember, like, hearing something about that they had to do it in two different places and shit.
It looked like either Chicago or New York, something like that. I don't know.
I could see it being Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of would make sense. Just because years later, I mean, Candyman.
Right. Have they ever, like, actually said how many fucking boxes there were?
Did they ever say it in the books?
I can't remember.
Like, a lot of them happen in different cities, so, I mean, there's definitely... multiple boxes, because some people have multiple boxes. I think the doctor had
three of them, not counting the one that was in the movie.
And then fucking the dude's Adam's dad in part 8.
Mm-hmm.
He had like four of them too, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I I don't know. That's a good question, actually. I have no clue.
Like, that would just make 13. Sense.
Yeah. 13 or
I wonder if different boxes unlock different Cenobites. I don't know. That's interesting. There was a
what
comic
is your pleasure,
that had a crossover with Hellraiser and Nightbreed.
There's a comic book.
Yeah
I've got both parts of it. It's pretty cool. It would be a cool animated kind of thing, I think. If they did like a really good animated series of that would be cool as fuck. I would like to see that. But and I'd also like to see it because the Nightbreed comics are pretty wild too, because they pretty much pick up from where the movie left off, but they never even bothered with that shit, which is stupid and selfish of them.
God damn!
I'll have to go back and watch that too, because it's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Nightbreed's a fucking classic, man.
Yeah,
and I believe the same guy that was the star of Nightbreed was the star of Inferno as well.
Yeah. Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Boone? Was his name?
I don't remember. I seen him like he was in the program, and he popped up and stuff in the early 90s there. But
I'll tell you what, there's a really good book that Clive Barker came out with a couple of years ago that was pretty much the whole fucking Clive Barker. It mixed Nightbreed and... God, it mixed Nightbreed and Lord of Illusions and Hellraiser and all that shit together. It's called the Scarlet Gospel. If you haven't got a chance to read that, read that book. It's pretty badass. Oh shit, you never read Hellbound Heart?
I've never read it. Well.
Have you read Hellbound Heart?
No, I don't read. I don't know how.
I got a buddy that has all of them. He's a Hellraiser freak, and he has all the books and the comics. Carl, hook me up.
Hellbound Heart, for those that have never read it, it's a quick read. I mean, literally, you can read it in like one sitting if you got a couple hours. Because I mean, it's not a very big book, and the story's a little different. Kirsty isn't the daughter in the book. I think it's been a minute since I've read it, but I think she's like the wife or something like that, or a girlfriend. There's like a whole bunch of different changes in it. And in the book, it doesn't ever say if Pinhead is a man or a woman. It just says that they're very, there's feminine traits and stuff, which makes sense for what they're planning on doing with the movie or the miniseries or whatever with the female, actor. That's another reason why I'm excited about that shit. It might be a little bit more towards the book. That could be an interesting thing too. Like I said, there's a different plot altogether with that, which, you know, would be fun. Be wacky and crazy.
I remember seeing that about the TV series, that they said they were gearing more towards the book than they were just like remaking the original.
Yeah. What is your all's favorite Pinhead line? Because he's got tons. So what is the one that just sticks out?
There's such sights. There's I'll tear your soul apart.
We'll tear your soul apart.
I'll go with that one.
I like that one a lot. Fucking the box. You opened it, we came.
And he doesn't.
Demons to some, angels
much.
To others.
But when he does, you fucking listen.
Yeah. He's a creepy fucking dude, man. Mm-hmm.
And he's not like a huge guy or nothing. He's not like Jason fucking.
Right.
You know, he just. I don't know. He's still scary.
I just like how he fucking just like moves his fingers and he chains come fucking flying out of nowhere.
He just looks at something and they just come flying. Yeah. Like, I love the score, the sound, like whenever, like, you know, the box has been fucked with and they're coming and you hear the, you know, and the lights come shooting out of the wall and, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking great. One of my favorite all-time things that Pinhead says, though. No crying, child. It's a waste of perfectly good suffering.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, come on, man. That's one of my favorites. That is one of my favorites. It has to be.
Another one, I think his first line in the second one, which I think was a voiceover, says, "Ah, oh, the suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he has a lot of good lines. Like you say, he doesn't talk a lot, but when he does,
you listen.
You fucking remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always liked the Such Sights line. That's how whenever I first listened to Tech N9ne and I heard that on like the beginning of one of his tracks, I was like, all right, I can dig this dude.
Yeah.
Put it on the intro.
Right. Yeah. Out of the, well, cause you put a Hellworld as your number three, right, Chad?
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is like I said, I wasn't able to bring myself to watch it till not too long ago. Because everybody kept telling me it was so bad, so bad. And I was like, well, I got through half of Revelation and that movie was shit. So I can at least give this one a fucking shot. And it really, I mean, and honestly, Lance Hendrickson saves that movie. He really does. Because that's an actor that, like, I can watch that motherfucker anything. And the movie can blow, but that motherfucker is always on point.
Which is dope, too, towards, like, the end, once you actually realize, like, they just pretty much fucking thought of all that shit while they were buried alive.
Yeah.
And then, oh, shit, okay. Like, he knew, like, that some shit was going down. But then, like, at the very end, whenever he actually fucks with the box and it opens up, then he realizes he's fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Lance makes it. He does a great bad guy. He does. He always – I mean, come on, man. I don't care what everybody says. My favorite Lance Hendrickson movies was my favorite character is Hard Target when he's the bad guy. In that, like, he has the single shot little handheld shotgun thing, and it's like, dude, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, fucking badass. He's actually going to be at Scarefest this year in Lexington, which is about 30 minutes away, and I am fucking hoping to go, and I've got to meet that guy. I just got to walk up to him and just be like, Lance, it's great meeting you, man. You've been a big influence.
That was pretty good.
I'm not kidding. Like, he is a huge influence. One of our first things we put out was a recording called Bitterroot, and there's like a small spoken word part on it in the middle of it, and that was completely my influence on that spoken word was Lance Hendrickson, and it fits. Like, I think it's the fact that we both chain smoke.
Whenever I was a kid, like, and then I would see him and shit, I just knew him as the guy from Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead and Bishop.
Yeah. Aliens.
Yeah.
But I knew him from Pumpkinhead before Bishop. Just because, like, I think it came out whenever I was like six or something.
Yeah. No, I can dig that. I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. As long as you know, like, you knew who that motherfucker was. You know what I mean? Like, even in, like, fucking Terminator, he's not in it long at all. But you immediately recognize that motherfucker. I mean, that was pretty much like the start of like his real peak of his career, like right then at that moment, you know. Terminator, Alien, all that shit, you know. Man's best friend. I always
forget that dude's name too, but the guy that played Dexter's dad in Dexter.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They're very similar.
Yeah, like, because he was the, what, therapist in part six or something? He was the cop's therapist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
His voice and just his posture and his whole demeanor is like, this is real noticeable. Like, you can really just tell who it is from the jump.
See, what we need is a buddy comedy with Lance Hendrickson.
That would be fucking sweet.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that'd be great.
The Bosom's Buddy remake.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because they both have self-respect. That's why it hasn't happened.
Right.
Now, to see them both in a movie together would be pretty fucking cool. Like, I mean, memorable voices in horror and movies in general. Lance Hendrickson, man. Like, totally.
He's dope.
Like, we could do a whole episode on my love for Lance Hendrickson.
Easy.
Really could.
Easy.
Like, yeah.
Surprisingly, our chat isn't that busy tonight. I figure with Hellraiser movies. Well,
yeah, I posted the shit out of there.
Maybe our absence from YouTube has something
to do with that. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
But these movies, I don't care. I love these movies too. I used to, that was another staple of summertime sleepovers as a kid, was renting the first two because they were so different. And I think I said on the show before that I got into an argument one time with somebody on Facebook. The question was, are Hellraiser movies slasher movies? I said no. And I still say no. I don't think they meet the criteria of a slasher.
Nah, I agree.
I think it's more like supernatural kind of thing.
I think that Justin says, I think your guys are nailing it hard to add much when I got everything pretty well. Oh, look at that. We're doing good. JB approves.
Oh,
yay. God. That's awesome. Thanks, Jay. Fuck. All right, go on. You were saying something I was going to add, but I totally lost my train of thought.
Oh, about the being slasher movies.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree with you on that. I say no, too.
Put them in that category.
A slasher movie is you know, it's Friday the 13th. It's Freddy. It's, you know, and honestly, Freddy, even though, I mean, he is a slasher because he's got the fucking knobs, but even that's like, he's a supernatural slasher. And you can't even put, you know, you can't put,
that subgenre twist on it.
Yeah, with Hellraiser and with Pinhead and the Cenobites, man, they one of the kind of their own thing.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, one of the criteria for a slasher movie is the slasher has to be usually brought back from the dead to get revenge on whoever did him wrong. That's not you summon the Cenobites with the box. Yeah. It's not a case.
Or it's just some psycho running around killing people.
And that's not the case with them.
No, with this one, you get the demonic stuff pretty hardcore. So, I mean, demonic slasher, but I mean, is calling it a slasher? No, I wouldn't call it a slasher. I wouldn't. Now, there are slasher elements to it. In all actuality, as much as I hate this fucking word, but Clive Barker has written quite a few that have this word in the description. It's kind of a fantasy horror. You know, I hate the word fantasy because it brings up so many horrible images in my head of things I can't stand. But it has a complete fantasy to it. The fact of you got this box that if you open it up, it's going to bring you every fucking pleasure imaginable. But it's also going to give you all the pain that you could ever fucking imagine as well. Pandora's box, you know.
And Justin agrees it's definitely fantasy horror.
Yeah. And I have people that disagree with me on that. I'm like, I don't know why you can disagree with me. That's what it is. It's fantasy horror. You can't call it a slasher. I agree with you on that. I have had to argue that with so many people before that it's not a slasher. Oh, man, come on. People are getting sliced up. People can get sliced up all day long, but it doesn't make it a slasher.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. I think if there's a kill, especially if there's more than one kill, it just automatically gets associated with a slasher. And that's not true.
A lot of times, like, if there's a lot of blood and shit, it gets thrown in the slasher category.
And that's not true.
You can have gore all day long and it not be... I mean, and Hellraiser is a perfect example of that. I mean, you could have... There's gore for days in some of those movies. And doesn't mean shit. I mean, fuck. It's like people that try to argue that Silence of the Lambs isn't a horror movie. It's a horror movie. Psychological horror movie, but it's a horror movie. Completely. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a serial killer in it, but you can't call it a slasher movie just because of that. You know, a movie can have people being sliced in the throat over and over again, but if the rest of the movie, if the rest of the story doesn't fit that criteria of it being, you know, a psycho with an axe or, you know, somebody coming back from the dead or whatever, you can't call it that. You know, it's irritating. Because I think you're at camp and there's a guy running around in a fucking mask that's chopping people up. That's slasher. Point fucking blank.
Right.
Period.
And something like Seven. Seven has a body count, but I wouldn't call it a slasher movie.
No, I wouldn't call it. See, I wouldn't call it a slasher either. That goes along right with Silence of the Lambs. Mm-hmm. It's a psychological horror movie. I mean, because it really is. I mean, it's one of my fucking favorites of all time. It's a shame that Kevin Spacey's a shithead because I love him as an actor and his character, and that's fucking great. The story and everything on that one's fucking perfect. I'm so glad they didn't do the fucking sequel to that.
Oh, that would have been awful.
Do you know what the story plot of that was supposed to be?
No. What?
Oh, God. And there's no way in fuck I could see Morgan Freeman or Brad Pitt being okay with this being in it. The storyline they had for the idea of the sequel to Seven, I don't know. I can't remember what they were going to call it. They were going to call it something different, but besides just 7-2. But Morgan Freeman's character ends up being I might be a little fucked up on this, but for the most part, he ends up being psychic. And he starts having a link towards this copycat killer, and he can mentally talk to Brad Pitt's character and all this, like this, the whole thing. And like, no, come on, man. Like, some movies just need to be left alone.
Yes.
And Seven's one of those. Just leave the fuck alone. It's a standalone movie. Okay. We don't need anything else. We don't need Morgan Freeman being more badass than he already is. And that would just be silly if he could read people's minds and shit. That's not how that movie was. Do what?
All they saw was dollar signs thinking of a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
They knew that shit make bank no matter what.
Oh, they try to fucking make a franchise out of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look at Saw. Now, do you see the Saw movies as slasher films? See, yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I'll say yeah.
Like, it has. I mean, there are slasher elements to it, but that also would be psychological because the people are killing themselves. You know what I mean? Cool. Like,
the main villains coming back for revenge. Not right. From the dead. Well,
but he's mainly. Well,
I don't know. There were so many of those fucking movies. I think he died in the second one, didn't he?
Third one.
Fucking remember.
I don't remember. Maybe.
And then he just kept coming back. I don't know. I don't get it. I like those movies, but I stopped liking the story. Like, they could have just made it a trilogy and left it alone. But even that movie could have been a one off and been fine. You know, it's I don't know. But yeah, that's another one that people question: is it a slasher? I don't really call it a slasher. I would say it's a revenge horror film, horror porn revenge. You know, kind of revenge like horror porn. Yeah, in a way, but not nearly as hard to watch. I Spit in Your Grave is, you know, I thought that Last House on the Left was bad, and then when I watched I Spit on Your Grave, I'm like, oh. This poor girl gets raped 7-8 times in a row. Can this be over now? And I know when she gets revenge pretty good. I mean, she does. But that's just
the beginning of that movie is pretty disturbing to watch.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I usually fast forward it.
I do too. I whenever that movie, like, I never. It's one of those that, like, I don't ever go, I'm gonna buy this movie. Yeah. Like, I never reach for it on my shelf. Like, I do. I have a copy of it that I acquired years ago when Blockbuster was closing. And they had a bunch of dollar movies. Like, they just didn't have a case. It was just the DVD. That's how I got my first copy of Phantasm, too. And it was weird because they had tons of Phantasm. Like, who the fuck is just letting Phantasm go? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Which I ended up acquiring like fucking three different copies of fucking the first Phantasm after that, but whatever.
Justin says, that one's deep as fuck. You mean I Spit on Your Grave, or do you mean one of the other movies we've been talking about?
I think he might have been talking about
Phantasm.
No, I think he was talking about Spit on Your Grave. Mm. Maybe. I don't know. Justin, what the fuck are you talking about? Phantasm and is the best franchise. It's one of the best franchises. Oh, dude. I highly agree. I don't know if you can see, but I've got – it's kind of dark. Hold on. Just catch my arm hair on fire real quick here. You can't fucking
– Oh, I see.
You see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I always wanted to get the silver sphere with the spikes tattooed on me, but it's so fucking hard to pull that off.
Well, what's funny is I've got that, but the thing is like the way it's done, like it looks good, but like it doesn't look full. Like, you know what I mean? Like it kind of looks kind of
moving. Like there's just doing it with no movement. It just doesn't show how badass that thing really is.
Yeah, I actually I wanted to show Angus this when Scarefest was around and people Phantasm were there, and that was right before Angus died. And I got to show Reggie Bannister and his wife Gigi. And they thought it was really cool, and they said that Angus would probably like it. And then he did a conference thing with everybody, like a whole panel. And Angus called, they called Angus, and he was on speakerphone, and he was doing the whole shtick, man. He was doing all the, boy, you know, the funeral's about to begin. Like, you know, all that shit. It's fucking great. That's how I talk to my son, by the way. If he doesn't listen to me, I'm always like, boy. I love it. I do. I love those fucking movies. We got to talk about those at some point, too. That's a good reason to watch all of them.
Yeah, and we should definitely have Justin on for Phantasm. I believe he wanted to do that anyway.
Yeah, let's do that next week. We're kind of like talking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll set up.
Episode, like fucking the end of Batman.
Yeah, I think that's what happened last week. We started talking about Hellraiser a little bit.
Well, somebody popped up and said Hellraiser or something.
Yeah, Richard, but I'm pretty sure like it sucks that he's not here because I'm pretty sure he. I think he watches this on YouTube.
Yeah, he's here, but he's on Twitch right now. But he said Twitch is moving really slow with the chat. Sorry about that. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think Justin said one time Facebook's delayed a couple seconds when you try to chat. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
YouTube really fucked up.
But yeah, Phantasm, definitely. We should definitely do that one next week.
Yeah, I'm doing
a lot of fun. That one. Because I'll tell you, without going too much into it, since we're going to talk about it, but God, the Phantasm movies, there's a lot to discuss with those movies. I'm going to do some homework on this. I haven't watched the third one and the fourth one in a while, so I need to go back. I've seen the first one probably.
Oh, 20 or 30 seconds. Damn. Sorry about that.
Yeah, those are like the same as like we were talking to. Like, if you watch the first Phantasm, you got to watch the second
one. Right. Yeah, yeah. And even though a lot of people get pissy at the second one.
And like franchises that you have to do that with, you know they're going to last and they're just good franchises.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The Leprechaun's the same way. Like I have to watch both of them.
Bored. Well, Leprechaun 1 and 2.
Yeah.
God, those movies. We'll save that for St. Patty's Day.
Another day. Oh, that's a good idea, actually.
Critters. I have to watch the first two.
How many? Are those like what? Four Critters movies now? Four or five? There's five now. Yeah, I was never a big Critters guy.
Really? Oh, I was. I love the Critter meme. Bradley Brown is back in town.
I got my Critters tattoo somewhere, but you can't fucking see him.
Oh, I see him.
There's one.
Nice.
Like nine of them little bitches back there.
Heel of Christ. Oh yeah.
Like I like the idea of the Critters and all that shit. What kills me is I hate the spacemen shit. Like the bounty hunters.
Why? They're the best part.
They just remind me of like they remind me of like bad stand-ins for Rocky Horror Picture Show or something. Like I there's something about him just like I can't whatever.
Well, like the dude Charlie, like the one that's like down drunk. He's the one that wrote all the movies.
Oh really? I don't know if I knew that or not. Like I need to go back and watch. I was always a Ghoulies fan. Remember Ghoulies?
Yeah, I like Ghoulies.
Ghoulies was good. I always liked the second one better, like the first one. The Haunted House. Yeah. I always remember as a kid because it would come on HBO all the time. But as a kid, they had the scene where like. The kids are walking through the haunted house, and then all of a sudden, like one of the ghoulies spits that fucking gunk all over like this guy and his girlfriend kissing, and they're like glued together and shit. And they're like, "Well, look what they did!" And everybody like rushes in there to see what's going on. Fucking, that's a classic, man. It's good shit.
We could probably do Critters and Ghoulies in one episode.
Oh God, yes.
Probably could.
Maybe even throw Gremlins in there at the same time.
Let's not overdo it.
Little Creature Night.
Yeah.
Hey, now that you know, if we're going that route, then yeah, because you got to have the Gremlins or something like that because they are kings. So,
yeah,
beautiful. Well, gentlemen, any final thoughts on the Hellraiser franchise tonight before we lock up the store?
I mean, all in all, it's a good franchise. I like it. There's a few like bummers in there, but I mean, that's every franchise.
That's every studio trying to hang on to the rights so they don't lose it.
If you do over like 70%, I think you're doing good.
Richard missed the show he requested. Twitch makes you sign up with a channel and then you have to wait 10 minutes before you can post. Oh, man. I'm sorry about that.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Hellraiser 4.
Hey, good. That was on my list. Hellraiser 4, man. Yeah, definitely. Now, I love fucking movies. Like, I've pretty much made it known tonight. They're some of my favorites. Again, like you said, not all of them are great, but there's a few that really fucking are, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, it's up there, man.
Like 6 and 7 of them are good. That's
you're,
success.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Well, beautiful. Man, well, God, I'm sorry about the chat tonight, guys. Sorry about the YouTube thing. We should be good to go with that.
Yeah, Richard just dropped some knowledge.
They used the fake director's name for Hellraiser 4 because they were ashamed of it.
Oh, wow. I don't think I knew about that.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
Well, damn. Well, we'll be good to go next week so long as we don't get any more strikes. I'm not going to upload anything just in case. Yeah. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not even going to look at it.
The video for Psychedistic TV got shut down, so they kicked us off for a week.
Yeah. It's our first strike.
We've made over the Trick or Treat movie from like back in 86.
Yeah.
Really?
And they sent us, it got pulled, and we got the strike over a day after it was already uploaded.
That's what I'm saying. We filmed that shit like 3 weeks ago, and we're still getting shit, and then they finally kicked us out.
And I broke it up into 3 parts, and we uploaded it, and everything seemed fine. It was blocked in certain countries, but most people could see it. And then over a day they pulled it.
Wow.
I think it was like 2 o'clock in the morning last night it happened.
Yeah, it sucked.
That sucks. That is blow.
That sucks too.
Damn.
So anyway, what do you guys got going on? Have you got anything to plug?
No, we're just we're just playing the fucking copyright game, I guess.
I got something coming up.
Oh, do tell.
What you got, Chuck?
Yeah, which released a little teaser trailer event video today from our Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat page. On Monday at Highlands Tap Room in Louisville, Kentucky, we are doing the worst evening with Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat. We were supposed to be playing with Bat Wizard, but they had to cancel, and we couldn't find any other bands to play with just because of short notice, and it's a Monday. If you're in the Louisville area, come check us out. We're doing 2 sets. And one of them's a little experimental and something we haven't done in a while, and especially not this kind of thing. And the second half, we're going to be doing our Doom Sludge stuff. Fuck you, Justin. Jesus. I'm not giving out free cum socks to the show. You have to buy them. And hey, if you're good enough,
free drumstick holder.
If you play your cards right, you can get a fresh one. So we're playing 2 sets. I think it'll probably start around 9. It's gonna be a fun time. It's a free entry. Decent prices on drinks, and you can come hang with us and come buy some merch. Buy our product.
Buy the shirt. Buy the shirt.
Please buy our product.
Buy the shirt.
Beautiful. Well, this was another fun one. I love these movies. Oh man, more childhood memories. I love it. Excited. If Justin's available, I'm definitely down to do Phantasm next week.
That'd be dude.
What'd you say, JB?
Phantasm. About 10 minutes for the fucking the message.
Yeah.
He's on Facebook.
Yeah, he said it was like a 20 to 30 second.
It's all good, brother. We are too. Fucking YouTube.
Fucking YouTube. I'll make it happen. All right, good deal. Good deal.
Richard,
Phantasm next week.
Yeah, Richard requested this episode. Sorry about the fucking the bullshit. Sorry you missed it.
We even said before we started this episode felt cursed.
Yeah.
But you can go back and watch it when you see the
replay. You can definitely go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week when we're allowed to upload again, we'll put it up. But for now, we're on Twitch and Facebook.
Twitch.
Sorry again about the chat, because we like to hear from you guys. We like to interact, get ideas, and all that good stuff. But for now, we are your video store clerks. I'm Dave.
I'm Chapman.
I'm Chuck.
for all of us here at the store. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday at 9:30.
And we'll tear your soul apart.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.